Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey friends, and welcome back to the pod. Today, we will be going through 15 things you can buy that will save you money. Are you ready to save some money, Pablo?
15 things. That's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things.
I got my pen, my paper. I'm ready to note those down.
Before we start, we have an exciting money win. So we went to Taco Tuesday for date night, and they had $5 tacos instead of $7 tacos. So we ate quite a few tacos. We ended up saving $18 in total. We even went to the extra effort to come home from Taco Tuesday and make our lunch for the next day. So yeah, we saved $18. So half of it we're going to save it in a bank account so that we can either spend it, gift it, donate it. And the other half we're going to add it to our small change portfolio. So that brings our total investing account total to $284.
That's a lot of money. It's increasing every week.
It is. So make sure you follow to see how this account grows with compound interest and all of our small money hacks. It's important to keep in mind that this podcast is general in nature and doesn't constitute personal financial advice. You can read our full financial services guide in the description. And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. So the first thing that you can buy that will save you money is a menstrual cup and period underwear, but only if you are a menstruating person, because if you aren't, then you're just buying something that you're not going to use. So important thing to note.
A menstruating person. That's the first time I hear this term.
Yes, it is correct, is the proper way to say it. Not everyone who menstruates is a woman or identifies as a woman. So there you go.
There we go. So how much money can you actually save, Quinny?
So it would take you around 4 months to break even with pads and 7 months to break even with tampons. And I did these calculations using the price of a $40 menstrual cup, but over a lifetime, and this is if you buy a new menstrual cup every year, which you don't really have to, but let's say you did anyway, menstrual cups can save you around $4,000. $4,000, that's a lot of money. And also, all of those pads and tampons that you're not buying, they don't go into landfill anymore. So you're saving the environment as well as saving money. So win-win in my books.
Yeah, and it's much easier that to carry around, you know, like if you travel or anything, you know, buying like, I don't know, tampons. Always I can see like you used to buy these massive packets and it doesn't even last that long.
It just goes so quickly and it's just so nice to not have to buy them. And I know I'm helping the environment and I'm also saving a bit of money every year as well. So there you go. Give them a go. If you don't like the cups, you can also try period underwear as well. Save some money and save the planet.
Yeah, I think Costco actually sells some pretty cheap period underwear for memory.
Yeah, they did. That's where I bought mine and really, really good. So what's the next point, Pablo?
Well, you talk about people that menstruate. I'm going to talk about people who drink coffee. And like you, like me, not like Julian, our video editor, he drinks hot chocolate. But people who drink coffee actually spend a lot of money at the coffee shop and time. So when we got our coffee machine back in 2016, I don't think we knew how much money we would save, but we actually like save hundreds, thousands of dollars since we got that coffee machine, because we did actually the math on that. And if you buy a coffee machine with a grinder for like roughly $700-$800, maybe $1,000, even if it's $1,000, you recoup your money after 7 to 10 months based on like the coffee beans that you drink.
One person as well.
One person drinking one coffee a day. So that's pretty quick actually to get your money. And all this time that you save by not going to the coffee shop. Obviously, we do go from time to time to the coffee shop, you know, support the local business. But on the everyday thing, like that saves a lot of money.
Yeah, it's actually wild. Like over the time that we've had it, we've saved around $10,000 just because of how much we use it, because Pablo and I drink one coffee a day each. So that's two coffees a day. It saves so much money. And even when our cousin, or my cousin, was living with us, He also didn't realize he'd use the coffee machine as much as he did, but because he was in our place, he was drinking like 3-4 cups a day as well. So we also saved him quite a lot of money as well. It's just amazing how much he could save with the coffee machine. So definitely worth it if you drink coffee and you save time as well.
Yeah, and I think it also comes back to buying good quality item, which we were talking in the last podcast, because we used to have this Nespresso coffee machine that we actually bought on Gumtree for like $100 or $150. And we're like, you know, yeah, so good, a coffee machine for so cheap. And first, the pods were not cheap. And on top of that, the coffee wasn't really good. So we were like not always keen to drink our own coffee. So we would go more often to the coffee shop to buy a coffee.
Yeah, and it's so interesting about those Nespresso pods. I really don't like them. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you have one. I don't like them for a few reasons.
Maybe there's someone sipping his Nespresso, just put it down. And like, wait, listen before you drink another sip.
Yes. Okay, so the first reason I don't like it is because the pods are expensive and you don't even get a whole cup of coffee. Did you know that those little Nespresso pods, they don't actually equal a cup of coffee? It's like half a coffee. So you're not even drinking a whole cup of coffee. You'd have to drink 2 coffees to make 1 cup of coffee. That's the first reason. Second reason, it creates waste. Unless you recycle them, but I don't think everybody that has an espresso machine recycles all of their used coffee pods. That's another reason I don't like them. I don't know, the taste isn't that amazing. So I would say, shout out to Australian businesses, but Breville, I had no idea, but it's actually an Australian business. They make amazing coffee machines and they really are world class. So I would say if you're looking for a coffee brand and a coffee machine, Breville is so good and it's honestly lasted such a long time. We've had no issues with it. So yeah, definitely check it out.
We actually had an issue, I think, after 2 years, and they actually like got it fixed for us. You know, we brought it to a coffee repair that they recommended and they covered the cost. And a week later, we had our coffee machine back and we haven't had any problems since then.
Definitely check it out. And if you're enjoying this podcast so far, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and follow along our journey to see how our small change portfolio grows over time. And you can even start one yourself as well.
Yeah, I think that would be really good is that you actually follow along and create your portfolio. And then by December, like 30th, we can see how much is in this portfolio that you've accumulated.
And if you're listening to this podcast, maybe there are some things that you're not already doing that you can apply so that you can build up your small change portfolio as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one other thing that people can do, and that's our next point, is getting onto the trend of electric cars. And the reason for that is the FPT exemption. Can you tell us a bit more about that, Connie?
Yes. So this is really, really cool. Basically, there's a fringe benefits tax exemptions on EVs. So basically what that means is if you are a small business owner and you buy a car for work, usually you'd have to do a logbook and you'd have to calculate how much is business use, how much is personal use, and then you'd have to submit that to the ATO. But with the fringe benefits tax exemption, it means that you can essentially write off the whole car as business use, which is really, really cool because, you know, obviously if you bought a car for business use, it might look a little bit sus if you're saying I use it 100% for business use, but because of this FBT exemption, they're essentially letting you do that, which is really cool. It is important also to check in your local state and territory because there may be some extra benefits for getting an EVs in some states. I know that in New South Wales, there's also a grant that you can get that makes the price of an EV slightly cheaper as well. And I think also you might need to depreciate the car over a certain amount of years, not currently, but there are some new upcoming changes. So it's important to keep on top of it. Check with your accountant always. But yeah, it's a really cool initiative.
And there are some EV cars that are not too expensive, you know, like the BYD, Auto 3, you know, and all those cars. They're actually like pretty affordable. And with this exemption, you could also get like maybe a Tesla Model 3 for the price of a Toyota Camry.
Yeah, exactly. Because we ran the numbers. If you're able to depreciate $58,000 in the first year, I think after a certain date, you're not able to depreciate that much in 1 year. But let's say you get it before that happens, then it essentially costs the same price as a Toyota Camry because you'd be saving around $17,000 in tax because of the FBT exemption. And as well as that, you'd also be saving on petrol, which can add up, especially if you do drive a lot. So what we've noticed is even though we charge our car mostly at like the external charges, which are more expensive than charging it at home, it's still around 4 times cheaper than buying petrol for the same distance. So you're saving around, you know, 4 times less at least on electricity for charging your car. So over a lifetime, it does save you some money. And also electric cars don't tend to have as expensive servicing costs because there are just less moving parts in an EV, less things that can go wrong. So it's definitely worth looking into. And like Pablo mentioned, BYD Atto 3, there's also the Tesla Model 3. There are some more affordable options coming into the market. And also there's a Hyundai.
Yeah, and I think you were telling me something interesting about Ford and the CEO, what he was saying about Tesla and these, you know, new cars.
Yeah, this is really, really interesting. So I saw this video and it was just so fascinating. It was basically the Ford CEO. And what he was saying was that it's really hard for companies like Ford to compete with Tesla because companies like Ford, they actually outsource a lot of their moving parts of their cars. So let's say, for example, they need a stereo system for their car. They'll outsource that to Bose or JBL or something like that to make the parts. Let's say they need software or they need some sort of computer chips. They'll outsource that to another company because it's cheaper and also those companies make them better and then they kind of like piece together the car. But what Tesla's done is they've made everything in-house. So all the software systems, it's all running in-house. And companies like Ford, like they don't actually have the skills to be able to make their own software and make their own moving parts. So it's going to be really hard for them to catch up. And that's basically what he was saying in the video. It's pretty crazy, you know, how much Tesla and these new companies are really changing the way that cars are built.
Yeah, because now you, instead of hiring, you know, mechanics, you hire more like software engineer, and it's a different world.
Exactly. We're living in the future, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And what's another thing that people can buy to save money?
So the next point is getting a gym membership. Because when you're healthy, you're wealthy in my books. It can be really expensive to go to hospital care, to see doctors, to see dentists. So if you are keeping up an exercise regime, that can save you money over the long term. Next point, having a good toothbrush. Brushing your teeth regularly, flossing your teeth regularly leads to less gum disease and also can increase your lifespan and also potentially save you money in the future because you won't have to get as many teeth extractions, won't have to spend as much at the dentist. Sixth point, going to the dentist regularly, getting your checkups done. It's expensive, but I think it's worth it because just seeing people regularly just to see if you are on track or if there's things that you need to improve is really, really important.
Yeah, because imagine you don't go to the dentist like maybe for 5 years. You know, like there's probably a good chance that it's going to be much more expensive than 5 times to the dentist every single year. So I think regularly prevention is really key. Another point, number 7, is buying good quality equipment. I remember actually I was watching that video. It was Gary Vee back in the days and he was watching this guy on his laptop and this guy had a really slow laptop. And then Gary Vee, you know, as per usual, got really angry and like, how much time have you wasted there? You know, you need a new laptop, you know, and it's actually, you know, obviously it doesn't have to get angry, but it's actually like so important to have good equipment that can make you work fast because all these things like having slow internet, having a slow laptop, you know, and not maximizing your productivity, obviously you don't have to have like everything crazy and so expensive, but everything that you can improve is good that save you time, save you money, and makes your life easier and better.
I completely agree. And it's also a tax write-off as well, which is another win. So yeah, definitely worth it. Another point, honestly, like one of my favorite things to talk about, credit cards. Because some credit cards do have annual fees. Often they're around $400, but you do often make this money back in a travel credit that they give you. Plus you get all these extra benefits, for example, bonus points, lounge invitations, complimentary travel insurance. So yeah, I definitely think that they are worth it for some people. Obviously, it's important to do your research. They may not work for everyone, but they definitely work for Pablo and I. And if you would like to learn more, we have some links in the descriptions to different credit cards. We also have a video going through some different options.
Yeah, for sure. And we actually booked our trip for the Philippines last night and that was all response. So we got a flight from Sydney to Manila with Qantas, and it was £25,000, 200, with like maybe $138. And that's how we got like our holiday for really cheap. You know, we spend most of our money nowadays on hotels and accommodation rather than flight, and it's so good. You can save so much money.
Okay, so I've actually run the numbers. So we spent around $500 for two people to go from Sydney to Manila return. One way is with economy and the other way back is with business class. So we spent around $500 in taxes and we spent around 93,000 points per person. But this is how much those flights could have costed us if we just paid cash for the flights. So the economy flight on the way there for two people would have costed us $2,305 for two people, just one way. And the flights back with business class would have costed us, get this, $6,451. Isn't that crazy?
That would be like $8,000 return. Wow.
Right? $8,000. So we've saved around $7,500 by using our points.
Yeah, how much is that value per points?
Oh, that's another story. But generally, Qantas points are worth anywhere from 1.8 cents, usually for economy flights. And for business class flights, this could be a lot more. It's usually a lot more per point. So anywhere from 1.8 cents all the way up to sometimes even 9 or 10 cents per point. So it all depends on the flights. So yeah, pretty crazy how much money you can save.
And if you're interested in getting started with credit cards, we have a video where we share like best credit cards, but also like some links to some of the best credit cards offer that are running currently.
Yeah, we sure do. So the next point, getting good quality clothes. So I think that in the past, I used to be someone that would just buy cheap quality clothes. The cheaper, the better. But nowadays, especially now that I'm older, I've noticed that clothes sometimes that you spend more money on, they tend to last a lot longer. So then you don't have to keep on replacing them every year. And therefore, it will actually save you money over the long term.
Yeah, I mean, the jumper that you're wearing right now, I think Kenzo, we got it in Japan at the outlet.
Yeah.
And you wear it since that date.
Yeah, and that was a really long time ago. We went there in 2017. So this jumper is 6 years old, but no holes in it. I wear it all the time. Literally, I only have two jumpers for winter, so I literally wear it all the time. And yeah, still really great quality.
Yeah, I think also one thing to be mindful is like washing them, you know, carefully. And, you know, we always like, I think in Australia, what's funny is that people do not use the dryer. You never used the dryer before.
Yeah, I don't like the dryer.
But in Europe, people do actually use it all the time because it's so cold, so it doesn't dry that quickly. And also the apartments are smaller. So if you start drying stuff in your apartment, you literally have no room left.
Yeah, that's true. But drying clothes can also hinder the quality of the clothes over a lifetime. So if you can, try not to dry your clothes as much. Try to air dry them. And also, like Pablo said, if you have delicate clothes, use delicate mode. If you have different colors, try to separate them. And that can also help you increase the lifespan of your clothes.
Yeah. One little hack actually that we do for our washing is we literally have four different bags in our wardrobe. And that way, like when we, you know, at the end of the day before having a shower, we just put the clothes into the right bag. And after that, when we do the washing the weekend, we literally know, oh, that's the sports bag. That's the delicate bag. That's the cotton bag. That's the white bag. And it's so much easier because we used to put everything in the same bag and then had to, you know, take like maybe 5 minutes to like, oh, this is delicate, this is like sport. And then it will take so much longer. And 5 minutes multiply each of the week, you know, 52, that's a lot of time. But that way you just pick up the bag, put everything inside, and then that's it.
Love it. Pablo with the hacks.
You know, always trying to save money. But that leads us to the next point, which are actually like, you know, getting more knowledge or learning, and listening to this podcast is part of it, I think, but also listening to some books. So tell me your list of the three favorite books, Kuni.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Okay, I love this book that we're actually reading right now. Julian, our video editor, he actually recommended it to us, and it's called Essentialism. And I just love this because sometimes you just get overwhelmed with everyday life. There are so many things to do, so many things that demand your attention. But let's just get back to basics here. Let's go back to the essentialism. Only do what's important and do less. do less but better. And that is the way of the essentialist, which I just love because sometimes life can get overwhelming. So it's important to just only do what's important and cut out the rest. If it doesn't bring you value, cut it out. You know, it's essentially like minimalism, but for your time and attention. I just love it. What about you?
It's so important because you don't want to spread yourself too thin and then trying to do everything out, but you just want to focus on what's important to go far in life. Well, currently I'm listening to Storyworthy, and I think it's a really interesting book about how to tell better stories. And basically the main point is that in a good story, you need change. So, you know, if you have the hero that's happy and then he's happy at the end, you're not going to be really attached to the story. But if the hero of the story is like, you know, unhappy and he's the underdog or she's the underdog, and then something happens that they are becoming like better and then they succeed at the end, then there is a change. So a good story always has a change. And to tell a good story, like that's true, for example, this happened to you and that's a good thing, you need to reverse engineer to start the story where it was like the opposite, and then that's where you can make the change.
I love that. And Pablo has a really, really good story. He's never shared it ever before on the podcast or any platform. Maybe you can share it. Pablo, all right. You ready?
I'm ready. I wasn't ready for that, but you know, I need to practice my storytelling. So that was actually back in 2013 when I arrived to Australia. I joined this gym in Oxford Street in Fitness First. It was maybe February and they organized this event with the gym to participate to the Mardi Gras parade. And they emailed us and said, oh, do you want to join? Just sign up here on the form. And then that's it. So I was like, you know what? I'm new to Australia. Mardi Gras sounds fun. And I'm going to join it and, you know, make some new friends or meet people. And so I emailed them back. I sent them the request. And then I've been accepted to join the parade. So a couple of weeks later, we arrived there. They make us meet at the gym. And then I get there. And then they give us like this kind of uniform or red shorts. So I was like giving like these red shorts. They are pretty small for a small size. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty small. And then I look around and then I was calling my friend actually because they give us tickets for the after party for Mardi Gras. And then I called my friend that they like an Australian friend that I was going to meet later on. And I said, oh, do you want to come to the after party? I can get you the ticket or something like that. And then he just tells me that it's like Mardi Gras is like, you know, the gay pride, but they don't call it the gay pride in Australia. Well, in France, they have a Mardi Gras, which is not the same Mardi Gras as Australia. And then there's the gay pride. That's the gay pride, right? Anyway, okay, well, I get why the shorts are small. And I just go along with it. So basically, with the Fitness First crew, just starting meeting like a few friends at Foam Fitness First, going to like the big Hyde Park where everyone is meeting before the parade, like meet like everyone, put glitter on and all these things. And then we just do the parade. And that's really fun. You know, like people are really cheering up and lots of fun, you know, good energy, good vibes from everyone. So we arrive at the after party. And basically in that party, what happened, like so many like gay guys. And then everyone, like, I feel like was trying to hit on me. And then I was like, you know, trying to explain. First, I just started like a month ago and I was trying to explain with my English, you know, no, I'm straight, and no, I did not know Mardi Gras was the gay pride and all these things. And then they're like, yeah, sure. And then, you know, the more I tried to explain, the more like confusing it was becoming and the harder it was to explain. So at the end of the night, I was just simply saying, I have a boyfriend. And then that was the easy answer. And then actually when I said I had a boyfriend, they understood. But it was nice because I actually got to meet people from Fitness First that were going to the same gym and in the parade, and we're actually still friends today. Yeah, so who would have thought, you know, I came to make friends. I actually made friends.
You did, you did. And I love this story so much. It's my favorite Pablo story. I just love it so much. And the photos are also really sweet. Like Pablo's wearing glitter. He's wearing the smaller shorts. And I just love how you just really got into the Mardi Gras spirit, Pablo.
did, you know, you have to be Mardi Gras or you don't go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it would have been very confusing, I guess, people coming up to you, you're wearing the small shorts, you've got glitter all over you, you're at the Mardi Gras after party trying to explain you're actually not gay, you're straight. Like, that would have been a bit confusing. They would have been like, why are you lying, you know?
So it was, I think, easier to say I have a boyfriend that I'm straight because looking at my outfit, doesn't look like I'm a straight guy.
Yeah, I love it so much, yeah. And we're going to have a quick ad break now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the ad break. We really appreciate you. Next point, buying cheaper gift cards on ShopBack and Cash Rewards. They even now have supermarket gift cards, which is really cool. So you can save around 2.5% by buying supermarket gift cards on ShopBack. And you actually recently bought us a laptop for our business using ShopBack gift cards, right?
Yeah, that's right. I got like 3% on the almost $2,000 purchase. So that's really good value. Like, you know, guess save $60. And I think if you want to get started, like if you're not using like ShopBack or Cash Rewards, we have some link in the description where you can get $10 or $20 when you sign up just directly. So that's free money. And on top of that, you know, you're reminded next time that you purchase something online, either you can get a gift card, you can maybe get like gift card for the supermarket, which is probably money you're going to spend anyway, or any other purchases.
Another thing that you can buy that can save you money is outsourcing. So I think as a business owner especially, I've only just realized how important outsourcing is. Not only does it free up some of your time, but it also creates opportunities for other people to have jobs. And yeah, I think it's just all good all round. It can improve productivity, saves time, giving people opportunities. So definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we were reading, you know, coming back to the books like the Almanac of Naval. And, you know, he kind of values his time as like $1,000 an hour. And everything that he does that could be done by someone else that's cheaper than that, he has outsourced it. And that's a good way to look at it, obviously. You don't have to put $1,000, but if you put $500 or whatever rate, imaginary rate you want to, that's a good way to see and value your time even more. So that's why you focus on what's more important and also create opportunities for others.
Exactly. And something else that you can buy that can save you money, shares and stocks and ETFs, those things can save you or make you money over time. Property, another asset, can also save or make you money over time, and potentially an accountant as well.
Yeah, you know, if you have like lots of different sources of income and you're spending like maybe, I don't know, 10 hours doing your tax return, that might be worth looking into talking to an accountant.
And we do have a free tax guide that we have made in collaboration with our accountants that you can check out in the description below. Thank you so much for listening, friends. We really appreciate you. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and follow along our small change portfolio.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.